We are rolling, guys. What's that?
It's a bottle cap. A bottle cap.
Yo, bro.
Welcome, guys!
Welcome back, anime.
Today we have a very special episode for you.
Episode 17.
Like, is it on?
Yes, it's on.
Fire, bro.
We talked about this in the episode a few days ago. If you guys watched that later, or if you've already watched it, that we're going to see our good pal Ryan. This is Ryan. We talked about him so much in the past.
We actually mentioned him literally on the last episode.
And
said what?
That we were going to film the podcast with you.
How we wanted to, and how we brought up the idea, and you're like, maybe. So, we forced his hand, and now he has to do it. Against his will.
Yes, sir.
But I'm here. This is episode 17, guys. Can you believe it? We filmed, like, this for an hour straight 17 times. Not 17 hours, it's almost 24 hours straight of anime manga.
24-hour live stream.
I don't even think I could do that. Alex has done that before.
Alex did a 24-hour live stream.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima first dropped. He's like, dude, I'm so hyped for this game. I'm going to do a 24-hour live stream. And he did it, and I, like, joined him at, like, 3 a.m. And there's, like, somebody in the chat that, like, typed out his address and my address, like, backwards. But it was Crimson that was spooking us. But at the time, we didn't know it. It was
so you were
super,
like,
creepy.
Freaking the hell out?
Yeah, I was, like, just in the party with him chilling, and, like, I was reading the Twitch chat, and I'm like, yo, this person commented something. I, like, read what it said backwards, and was like, blah, 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 which was my address. I'm like, and I was, like, starting to freak out, dude. I was like, what is going on? And then,
I'm associated with Alex. I just joined the party.
Yeah, like,
who the hell out of this?
Yeah, but
yeah,
it turns out
Alex, dude.
Turns out it was Crimson.
Alex is expendable.
You heard it first here.
Yep, we've.
No, Alex can fight, dude. If they pulled up at your house, you'd be fucked.
No, I have some things to defend myself with.
Like?
My keyblades. And my lightsabers. Just give them a good old whack on the head. It'll get the job done.
Yeah, your foam keyblade and your plastic lightsaber.
They're real. To me.
I don't think they're going to be very real to your captors.
There's no reason someone would have to capture me.
Capture you.
Yeah, your life is like...
just so boring.
Let's do a sleep stream.
How would you
like that one guy? Who's that one guy who, like...
Mr. Telexify?
He did do that.
No, but, like, one Asian guy. You know what I'm talking about? And he was like, there's so many clips of him, and he, like, wakes up. Like, just people will, like, donate and say hella out-of-pocket shit when he's, like, in public.
Oh, I know you're talking about, like, IRL streamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some of those. They're kind of awkward.
I know, they, like, and it's, like, so loud, and they donate, and it's, like, bomb about to detonate. Bye.
Yeah, I've seen compilations of those on YouTube, and yeah.
I was thinking about the one where
I'm gonna blow up the White House with my bombs.
Who's
can't say that, dude.
Huh? Who's the guy in the video that's like, so I can Skype tonight? That's all right.
Too bad.
He did his sleep stream and he was sleeping, and then one of the donations was like, "Hey Alexa, what's my address again?"
No. And he freaked out. He's like, hey, no, 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 no.
Alexa docks himself. That's smart, bro.
See, that like that, dude.
That's why I wouldn't do that, because, like, if you have chat on, they can just fuck with you.
You get so much money, though.
Yeah. When I think about sleep streams, I think about that video Mr. T-Lexify did, where it's just, like, all the cut-up clips.
It was, like, 50 minutes of sleep streams.
You'd get... you wouldn't sleep all night, but you'd make some good money.
Yeah, doing nothing. Winning in life.
We don't even have any Twitch if anything else, or streams.
Yep, they're all YouTube streams.
YouTube streams is where to go.
I used to stream on YouTube.
You did?
We all remember that. That was funny, dude.
I used to be a fan
of your channel.
I had my mic.
I was subscribed.
What was your channel?
It's called like Flicks with an I and an X.
That's right.
I don't know, dude. I could never come up with a cool name, so I made a dumbass one.
What'd you make that in like 8th grade?
Ninth grade.
You still have that snowball mic?
No. I broke it.
How so?
I broke it in a fit of rage. When I broke the stand, I still have the mic itself.
Oh.
But the fucking stand is broken. It was a great mic,
though. Can take that off your hands?
No.
Okay, Dick.
We make YouTube videos.
It's broken.
The stand is broken. Sure, I can set it up somehow.
I can hold it in my hands as I speak.
It'll make our podcast better, and our stream better, and that's better.
Yeah.
And our balls.
Forever in the anime podcast timeline. We are only going to be shooting with an iPhone, and that's how the audio is going to be captured.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to fucking even play into a phone.
Well, he has a PlayStation he can plug into when we do, like,
streams.
When we do our zombie streams. Which you should be a part of. Turn on the PlayStation a little bit.
Apparently,
the dust, there's so much dust on my controller.
It's okay. That's what dusters are made for.
Gaming is not fun anymore.
You're right.
He's shooting. He's making his. So smirking that.
Gaming is not fun anymore, bro.
We could talk about that.
Yeah, it's not, bro.
It's just not the same as it used to be. Way back in freshman year, dude, when we had, like, no worries, just getting on after school.
Dude, or middle school, bro, Fortnite. Season 3.
Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Dude, I remember talking about it. Remember in 8th grade we had P.E., Caden, and like me, you, and Braden Perry, we would all talk about Fortnite.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, I remember that in 8th grade.
You guys introduced me to Fortnite.
I remember when the Season 4 teaser came out on Instagram, like, I had it on my phone and my MPE, and I pulled it out. I'm like, dudes, look at this, they just posted this teaser, it looks like a superheroes theme. Which it was, kinda. I remember that. That was so lit. I remember I cracked my phone in that class, dude. I had no screen protector on my phone, and it slipped out of my pocket after I was changing, and it fell, like, probably from here to here on the floor, and shattered my whole screen.
So the noise it made?
Yeah, I was like... It was just a chain of boom, 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 booms.
You're not real, bro. You're not real.
Yes, we are, Ryan.
So I thought, since Ryan doesn't know shit about Breaking Bad or anime or manga or anything relevant to society, we should talk about the past.
I don't watch anime or Breaking Bad. So I'm Sigma... Blue pill.
He did watch American Psycho today. You want to give us your thoughts on it for the podcast? This was like my third time watching it.
So, first time watching American Psycho. Like, in the beginning, it was kind of hard to tell, like, where the plot was going. Like, there's no really, like, story. It's just, because I get, like, it's like, that's, like, what they were going for. It was just, like, him. It was just, like, a fucking vlog of his life. And, like, just, like, shit that would happen to him. And he would just get pissed off. And then, like, eventually, like, you can just see him, like, getting pushed over the edge. Christian Bale is a great actor, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even need, like, any dialogue, really. Because you could just see his face.
All
like,
his emotions.
Anger behind his eyes, bro. He's just fucking... So, like, some shit happens and he's just fucking...
He's in touch with humanity, guys. But, yeah, when I watched the movie for the first time and I got to the end credits, I was so confused what the ending meant. I had to watch an ending explained video on YouTube.
What do you mean? Like, how did you, what were you confused about it?
Because, like, when that guy talks to him and he's like, that's not possible. I had dinner with Paul Allen 10 days ago in London. And then she looks through all, like, the notebooks. I'm like, what's going on? Did none of this really happen? Was it all just in his head?
Yeah.
And when we went to Vegas, TT drove, Jackson was sitting up front, and TT had a DVD player in her car. Me and Alex watched it a second time, and we really, like, analyzed it. And we basically came to the conclusion that it is all in his head. Every time we watch it, there's, like, something new you pick up on.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Like what?
Like, I picked up on something new. I told you about it while we were watching. I was thinking, as he meets with the detective, every time he meets with him, it's like his good side making sure this is what he wants to go through with. Like, everything else he's doing is horrible, but when he meets with the cop, it's always like, oh. I don't know how to explain this well to you, actually.
Like, when he meets, are you trying to say, like, when he meets with Willem Dafoe, he, like, puts on, like, a mask to make the cover tracks,
like,
or?
Every time he meets with Willem Dafoe, it's like a metaphor, as if, like, he's rethinking his decisions, and he's still, like, on the edge, like, should I keep going further and further? And then after he starts killing more, you see him less, Willem Dafoe.
I've said this before, but
it's like his good conscience.
I do like the scene with Jean, or like the woman, his secretary, whatever. She comes over for dinner, and he's like, I don't think I can control myself. Like, there's still that little bit of humanity in him that's like trying to save her. And I read on TikTok or somewhere that, like, in the book, they get married or something. Because this is based off of a book.
Oh.
It was a very controversial one. The book came out. And then even more controversial at the time when they decided to make a movie. A lot of people were very angry at the thought of a movie because at the time, people did not like the idea of idolizing serial killers.
No, that's all our society is.
But yeah, definitely the movie has no cohesive plot. It's just like a bunch of shots put together.
Yeah.
Just doing stuff.
Oh.
Like, oh, like after a while you can tell like what the fucking plot is, but like in the beginning, like you don't really understand what's happening until like later when you just start noticing like him changing and shit, which is like the point. So
I was gonna mention the parts where he openly discloses, like, how he wants to murder people and how he wants to, like, kill... I want to kill you and I want to play with your blood.
Yeah, that's
all
in
his head.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
I did.
The first time.
The first time I didn't either.
Yeah, the first time I'm like, is he really saying this out loud? Why are people not acknowledging what he's
like,
saying?
Yeah, like, in the... Because I've seen that scene in, like, memes and stuff where he's, like, at the bar and he's like, I want to kill you and play with your blood and shit. And I was like, and then like it cut and it like kind of went back and it said, and then he said what he actually said in real life.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, that was in his head.
Yeah.
So then like all the other stuff he was saying, I was like, dude, it's in his head.
Such a good movie for a 2000s movie. I'm glad it's like getting quote unquote resurfaced because I kept just seeing a bunch of TikTok edits. And I finally decided to watch it because Alex watched it.
The movie, the memes are funny as hell.
Yeah.
It does have a lot of memes. And we own the uncut version and like the deleted scenes version on Blu-ray or whatever. And there's a scene that I've seen around of Patrick Bateman and Willem Dafoe talking in a bar. But that scene is nowhere to be found, so it has to be deleted. They're, like, talking in a bar. They have another meetup, but it's nowhere in the movie.
You know what I realized? This version we watched on HBO was exactly the same from the uncut version, so I'm wondering if the uncut parts are, like, a side feature that you can watch on the DVD. Because the movie looked identical.
Yeah. That might be. Because I definitely did not notice any differences.
Yeah.
In the uncut version. So, yeah. Pretty smigma movie. Blue-pilled.
Left-wing.
I think it's a pretty good movie. I'd probably say it's like a 9. It's not perfect, but I enjoy it. I enjoy it more every time I watch it. This is my third time. Usually when I watch movies back to back to back many times, it gets older. But there's something about American Psycho. I can watch it again and find something that's sick.
Now I have to watch The Lighthouse and Northman and Pulp Fiction.
Just, dude, the ghosts are taking over. The lights are dimming. So what are you going to bring up? Some past memories with Ryan?
Oh, yeah, since we're not really in touch with Ryan.
He's not in touch with humanity. He's the American Psycho.
Yeah. I just thought we should talk about stories and stuff that he's a part of that we don't haven't really talked about. Cause
when you broke your TV.
Okay.
What?
Let's hear it from your side.
You broke what TV?
I don't remember. I was sleeping over. We were having a little LAN party going.
It was him.
You've never heard this with the Gatorade bottle? What grade was?
Surely you know. What grade was
9th?
8th.
8th. In Jackson's Sam? Big house, the one they built.
A 3-story.
Like the gray one.
I had only been over to that big house literally once, and that was to drop you off.
I was there every day at the 8th grade. I would sneak on Jackson's bus. How did I even do that?
I don't know. You'd sneak on, and then anytime the bus driver would ask you, you'd just be like, oh, I'm his cousin. He'd be like, fucking, okay.
They wouldn't just, like, let anybody on the bus?
They suspected nothing. No, they would literally, you would be getting on the bus, you'd have to tell them their name, and they would, like, check it off of a list.
Yeah, stupid.
They were cracking down these kids getting on the wrong buses.
Facts.
Dude, those early grades, they were so strict on the rules. Who? I don't understand why.
So we're at my house. We're on my 3rd story playing Fortnite.
We're having a LAN party, playing Fortnite.
This is 2018, so it's like peak Fortnite.
Yeah, peak Fortnite. Like 3 in the fucking morning.
Oh, yeah, way, way late.
Freaking morning. Does it matter?
What?
No.
Swearing.
No. We cuss all the time. Just, you know, the word that's so loud.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
But any other word is sufficing.
We can. Basically, 3 a.m., playing Fortnite, Jackson gets mad, and in a fit of rage, hits the Gatorade bottle, hits the TV, and his mom fucking... Did you go get your mom, or did she hear it?
So, the Gatorade bottle was sitting next to me on the ping pong table.
He was, like, gaming right here,
and then
the ping pong table's right here,
or,
like, somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere, like, right here. I was on like some sewing chair.
It was just sitting right here.
But bruh, I got a scar and died.
We don't know when that happened.
So I just smacked it and it flew to the TV. And then I, along with those goons, you and Sam
was there?
Down.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Went down and I told my mom.
And I didn't go down there. I waited upstairs.
You and Sam were both up down there.
Really?
Yeah.
And then we all came back upstairs, and your mom was pissed.
And then I had to pay for half of it and then work a fucking ton of hours to work it all. So, that was fun.
All for dying with a scar.
Yeah.
It was a big-ass TV, though. Like,
don't break TVs, kids.
Oh, it wasn't like a little small one. It was a big one?
Yes, yeah, it was like that.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. So, that was funny.
What'd you do to work it off?
I worked with my... stepdad's company.
Doing what?
I was like helping build houses.
That's ass.
I know. It was ass.
I remember
when I threw surf at you?
You said that before.
Yeah, you dick.
Yeah. We were at my house after school. Brian goes roundhouse from Family Guy, right? And then kicks me. And then runs.
Roadhouse.
He runs into my pantry, and it's dark in there. I don't turn the light on. When I get in there, and he throws, like, some mini marshmallows at me. And I just grab whatever was next to me and just tossed it at him. It was a bottle of syrup. And it exploded all over
me. It creamed all over me. I was covered in syrup. Did I shower after that?
In my bathroom.
Didn't I wear your clothes, too?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Bro, that fucking sucks.
All over a roadhouse.
Yeah.
Just
dude, that pantry was enormous. Yeah, that house was fire.
That was the best house ever.
I wish I could have seen it.
So lit.
You did share a story on episode 5 about that burglar
guy. Are you guys building a house right now, Jackson?
No. Well, actually, yes. My mom bought land in Tennessee, and they're building a house on that.
You guys gonna move there?
They're gonna move there. Yes, I did talk about a story about my house getting broken into.
And you just were describing, like, a massive-ass door. So it seemed like it was a big house.
Yeah, the door was pretty big. It was heavy.
Was it, like, thick or, like...
Yeah, it was, like, 1.5 inches thick.
Zam! And someone broke into your house. How did they get in?
Through the front door.
It was just unlocked?
Yeah.
And then they were in... Weren't they in Remy's closet or something?
Yep. That shit was scary for little 13-year-old Jackson.
Can you rewind the story? I want to hear.
All right. So it's some night... It's like a week before school gets out. So I'm like not going to school. And I'm upstairs on the third story playing Black Ops 3 multiplayer with Alex. And also Sam's in the party. I think. We were just talking. And we're chilling, and I hear some chit-chat downstairs, like, oh, did you close the door? Oh, I don't know, the door, something about the door being open. And I was like, whatever, I don't care. And it's not affecting me. Then my mom comes up, or she calls me, and she's like, come down here, I need you to, like, stay with me. And I was like, okay. So I go downstairs, and, like, she's on the phone, like, crying to my grandpa, and I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like having to follow her around the house with a knife in my hand. Shit was scary. Hell? But apparently, we didn't find anybody. And the cops came. And apparently, the police suspected that it was like some homeless person. And that we were like moving a ton of shit out of our garage at the time. So there was a shit ton of shit in our driveway. So they must have suspected that we were moving, we weren't at the house, and they walked in, and then they heard people were there, hid, and then when they saw the clear, they shot out.
It's weird.
And then I went to your house and stayed at your house for like 3 or 4 days straight, because I was just like, I don't want to go home.
I don't remember that. I don't remember many things.
Yeah, I know.
We know.
So that's a rehash.
Do you remember... Jeez. Must have been like the first time you came down to St. George after you moved up north and you were here for a week. I think it was the first day we all went to Brady's house and hung out. Mm-hmm. And you showed up very late.
Mm-hmm. It was me, you, Alex, him, and Brady?
Yeah.
Is that, there's that picture of us in front of Brady's house?
Yeah. We're serious?
Yeah, we're serious.
Was it
summer of after 8th grade? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going into freshman. No, going into sophomore, because you left at, during freshman.
I just, you stayed at my house for like 2 days, his house for a few days, and I think Sam's for 1 day or whatever.
And I remember I stayed at Brady's for one night too. No.
Yeah, it was the last night you stayed.
Yeah, because there's
that video of you falling on the halfpipe
skateboard.
Yeah.
So you basically stayed at all of our houses except Alex's. You're just couch hopping.
Yes, sir.
Like
yes.
If you'd let Ryan sleep on your couch for a few months.
Yeah.
I would.
Hell yeah.
Like if you would agree.
Like if you would kill Ryan and take his bed tonight.
That was a fun time you were there.
That was. I can't remember exactly what we did. I remember we were exploring Brady's backyard, and there's like some steep ass hill in his backyard, and you and Alex went down it.
Loads of junk metal down there and weird stuff, and we were just exploring the outdoors.
The neighborhood. We walked pretty far too, and I'm pretty sure, of course, I was in slides, not real
shoes. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, we went. Like, I explored Brady's neighborhood and shit.
Yeah.
Where did we go?
There was, like, a area with a bunch of junk metal in the back of his yard if you went down like a hill.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and then we went into there and we like cut through it.
Found, we just looked around and stuff. And
pretty
then
sure
we
went through like an unfinished house or something.
Yeah, we like explored a whole bunch.
I remember we went over near the elementary school and we were like looking at that.
Do you guys remember, speaking of elementary school, do you guys remember that football night when it was like night games?
He wasn't here in elementary.
No, I'm saying like freshman year when I was doing night games and we
played
like Fugitive.
Fugitive.
And Nick's dad was in a car patrolling the neighborhood and we went from like the school all the way to Horizon Elementary. And dude, I remember like getting behind bushes, like crawling, dude. It was intense.
Then we stopped at your house and got drinks.
Yeah, we got the barrel one. The ones we had on episode 14.
Juice barrels.
Juice barrels, yeah. I do remember that. And that time, they were sitting in my fridge for a long-ass time. So who knows how old they were. But we drank it.
Okay, we drank them up.
Me and you were... Who? Was it just us? Was Alex there? Were
you
there?
Just me and you.
I was there.
They were there, but we were like just us in a group or something. We had broken off of other people.
I can't remember who was there, dude. That was such a long time ago. I just remember we did that. But yeah, I remember after, I had my mom come pick me and Ryan up, and then we went to the McDonald's, and I took her card, and we bought McDonald's.
I remember that as well.
I think I remember hearing about that, or was I there?
We got Donald.
I think you were there. Mm. I think your mom picked you up. I don't know. I just remember letting Ryan use my shower, and then
dude,
I'm like, okay, sleep on the couch.
That's so weird you just said that. My mom picked me up, bro. I've been driving for so long, it's weird to think. I used to get picked up and taken everywhere.
I know.
Yeah, so now I'm the taxi driver for Cruz bitch ass.
Oh, really?
My God, dude. I take him everywhere.
You have to take him to his friend's house?
Yeah, like every day. Or the skate park.
He's a skater boy now, or what?
No, he's scooters.
A scooter boy.
He calls it skating, though, to sound cool, but it's not. They're two very different things.
When we were driving here, we passed by the skate park. I'm like, oh, boy. I don't think he was at that one. But...
No, he goes to the one over here.
Football season. I remember Hurricane. I don't know if it was our first or second game at Hurricane. But, like, Sweden got mad at you and, like, took you out. And I remember you were pissed.
Yeah, because I was playing safety. Well, starting safety. And,
starting safety.
So I'm, like, guarding this kid. And Hurricane's quarterback is trash, throws it. Like, and it was, like, 10 yards short. So, like, I'm chasing after this kid and the ball's, like, going way over there. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go run after and try and catch it, you know.
That's one would.
And it's literally like 10 yards away from me, so I like don't dive for it or anything because there was nothing I could have done. It was so far away from us. The quarterback was so ass. Didn't catch it, and he took me out because he thought I could have gotten it. I'm like, my brother in Christ, it was literally 10 yards away from me. There's no fucking way I could have gotten that.
Oh, dude, just thinking about swinging that. Who was on the coaching staff? It was just Sweden
and
Golding. Just those two. They were
it was literally just Sweden and Golding?
Yeah.
It was
yeah. That's right.
You guys remember those fucking hot ass practices after school? That shit sucked.
Like 115 degrees full pads.
Yeah.
Holy
literally first
shit.
Day of school we had a practice.
I remember that. That was horrible.
And everyone literally got like heat exhaustion. Nobody could move, bro. So we had to call it and all went in that school.
Yeah.
And then that's when we got our jerseys and shit.
I remember when
we went up and like in that Golding's classroom.
Yeah.
There were so many times when Dayton would show up late to practice, like messing his helmet.
I remember we'd
pull up to practice and we're not supposed to wear a game jersey. And of course he'd wear his game jersey.
Yeah. I remember we had a day off of school and it was like a super rainy, thundery, crazy day. And Sweeten was like, we're practicing tonight, come on. And we all went out and practiced.
I don't remember that.
It was ass.
That kind of sounds nice, though. Well, the weather, not practicing in it, but...
I remember playing Fortnite and I got sad because I didn't want to stop playing Fortnite.
Remember summer weight training? Remember we had to do weights at, like, over the summer?
In the mornings?
Desert Hills?
Desert Hills.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, we'd wake up super early and then we'd be doing it. And not very many people would go, but obviously my mom forced me to go.
I'd always be there. You'd be there, like Alex, you would, yeah. But I'll be there.
My mom would force me to go, even if I didn't want to. And I remember we would be, like, doing our exercise and sitting by, like, the bench.
Dude, like, looking back.
And we'd
back,
be talking about, like, season 5.
Yeah, we're like, I gotta go home and play with the new P90. It just came out.
Dude, yeah.
I remember that shit. Going home after weights, showering up, and everyone fucking hops on. Dude, we would game the rest of the fucking day.
Yeah, bro. That reminds me of that one. You remember that Minecraft world that I view as, like,
the definitive
the
world
best
ever
Minecraft
had
experience?
Yeah.
We literally played for 12 hours a day.
Yeah, dude, I was at your house in that room. No, was that your old house?
Yeah, I remember that. We had a little cute little land party going. That was the best. That, like, where we took that picture where we're all standing by the end portal, that world.
No,
that was
all right. We did that one after. Like, the one where you built your super big tower in your house, and I built my castle.
Yeah, yeah.
In the village, and Alex kept taking
pictures. And Alex's horse, whole horse.
That is the best Minecraft world ever.
He literally built his house out of... He just kicked the villager out and just, like, expanded the roof a little bit.
I know, all of our houses were, like, technologically advanced. He literally, from day one, from literally night one, he literally lived in a fucking villager house.
Yeah. To the end.
Like, my house was, like, you know, nice modern design, you know, like the clay and shit.
Yeah, yours was very,
Sam,
like,
lived in my basement.
And, like, quartz. Yeah, Sam lived in your basement. And
my house was like a good log cabin.
Yeah. And we had like a pathway in the middle was the enchantment table and
the nether portal. Remember,
dude, that world kind of went to shit though. Like,
in general, the sheep.
Me and Sam or me and Alex ruined your castle.
Yeah, it was
you
and Sam.
We turned it into a parkour.
You guys
thing,
made
dude.
Me so mad.
We like put lava in there and like. Ruined all your shit.
You would send videos to Mine Bros of just like my bottom floor covered in lava and just parkour course outside the castle.
You would get so mad, and that's
I'm like,
all
dude,
did
this
it.
Is unfixable. How am I supposed to? Oh.
What was the video of you and you were like fighting, and Sam's trying to grab his stuff, and you shoot, and it kills Sam again?
Yeah. So I showed Jackson this clip like a few weeks ago, or. I don't know how long ago it was, but I have, like, one clip from that world. I might have more, but I have one clip. It's just me, you, and Sam playing. And you and Sam are trying to give this zombie pigman diamond armor. Because it's, like, posted up outside your house, like, in a little cage.
Titties, yeah.
And I'm
the
like,
zombie... Pigman's name was Titties.
And I'm like trying to do my own thing, and you guys keep wanting to take some of my armor, and obviously it's just like beater diamond armor that I got like the nether, but I didn't want you guys taking it, but you guys did anyway. And then a fight ensues, and Sam keeps trying to attack me in my castle, and I'm like at the top of my stairs, and I hit him with my bow and arrow, and then I hit him, and he falls off the stairs and loses all of his XP. We break up into this big bow and arrow fight battle. Like outside the house, and me and you are shooting back and forth at each other. And Sam had died at that point. He's loose, just like all over the floor. He's like coming back from his house to get it. And like, was it him that shot or was it me?
I think it was you. You guys were shooting at each other.
Yeah. So I take a shot. I'm aiming at you. Sam perfectly walks in front of the arrow, hits him, and kills him. It was so.
That happened to me and Sam one time. We were doing that, but it was next to Alex's horse. Kill his horse.
I remember him.
Or no, it was so... Jed. It was the sheep that we had.
We had to make a second one of those because it died.
Because I killed it. Yeah. On accident, dude.
The second world you were talking about, though, with us all posted up on the Ender Portal, was alright.
I don't remember.
You joined later than we started.
Me? I remember we made like a little shack for for the night, temporary, and then that turned into me and Jackson's house. And I like replaced all the cobblestone with acacia wood. And then you guys went across the river, you and Sam, and you guys like built this big ass wood cabin or something. It was a very short world. It was fun, but it lasted not long.
I was trying to build the big fucking bridge across the river to get to your guys' house.
Out of wood.
Yeah.
That was like his big project.
It was, yeah, I never even got to the other side. Yeah.
I don't remember this world at all.
We barely played it that much.
I think we played it for like a few days or a week, and then after we beat the End Dragon, was it that point where like you couldn't reset the end to get the same amount of XP?
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah.
Or like you couldn't find the end cities as easy.
Or yeah, like we tried to go like.
Yeah, I remember that part.
End
the
cities,
end cities.
And they sucked. And we'd have
to, like, it wouldn't spawn on that island. You had to go, like, look for it.
Yeah, I remember we'd have to, like, build a lot of enderpearls or make bridges and, like, go to the next island to, like, go and find one. I remember that. It was scary. I think I fell off once in the end. Like, I missed an enderpearl or, like, there wasn't a bridge or it, like, broke and I fell. There was times in that, like, the, or, like, our favorite world, where Alex fucked me over so many times, where we would be in the Nether, and how we built, like, remember how we built, like, a cobble path, like, from, you know, we built, like, a cobble path, like, in the Nether or whatever, and so Alex, like, hits me with a sword, and it's got, like, crazy knockback, and boom! I'm flying and I fall and just in this bottomless pit of lava. And there was one time I fell just like in a hole. Like it was just, this is a one singular block hole and I fell. Burnt in lava. Remember when Alex did that? Pissed me off so bad.
Yeah, I do. Alex barely played that world we were just talking about because he didn't like the Java and Bedrock switches.
Yeah, the second one we did.
Yeah, that one, like, after that update, was not it. Because the other one, we could grind the end cities.
Like, we would literally just reset it and reset it, and we had, like, such good stuff. I remember, after I built the castle, to the left of it, I built, like, a modern house that I found, like, a guide for on YouTube. And I was like, it was three stories. I'm like, why stop there? I built, like, 11 more stories. I turned it into, like, a hotel, because I was just so bored.
I remember that.
I also built a 16 by 16 ender portal.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
There's like the end portal, and then like just in a random patch of field behind Alex's house, I built the 16 by 16. I was like, whoa.
I remember that one too, dude.
I saw you could do it on like YouTube. I'm like, I gotta try this out. And I did it, and it worked.
Fun old Minecraft.
Yep.
Sam wants to start a world. Are you gonna join me?
I said I would.
I want to start a world, bro.
Get that PlayStation and dust that shit off.
Dust that shit off.
I gotta bust out the duster.
Facts. Yeah, there's been a lot of updates since you've played. There's a new mob called the Warden who lives in caves and he's scary.
Oh yeah, and the caves are fucking massive now.
They are huge.
And the mountains are like enormous.
Really?
Enormous.
Yeah,
it's literally called the Caves and Cliffs update. There's two parts to it. There's also the Nether update, dude. Like, since that came out, I haven't even gone in the Nether.
Yeah, exactly. I need to explore that area, too.
Like, Netherite, better than Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Diamond is dethroned.
I remember that part.
Was Netherite a thing when we last played, like, on that world where we took the picture in the Ender portal?
No.
I figured as much. I just remember playing a lot of like custom maps on Minecraft, like Skyblock.
Sorry, I'm tired. It's like 10.
He's so tired, guys. You need to go sleep.
We gotta leave tomorrow. We're leaving Ryan.
Yep. We were gonna do a podcast last night, but clearly he was not in the mood for it.
Did you hear what I said? So thank God. Win for reaction.
Dick.
What do you mean, thank God?
Yeah, they're leaving. Just joke.
Oh, dick. Yeah, it's such a dick.
Yeah.
We're gonna cut this episode short.
Last night was not it for the podcast, bro.
Especially since we had women over, and this is a boys-only podcast.
Except for that one random episode 14. 15?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're outside of your house, and TT practically lives with you at this point, so.
Facts.
But on to the next topic. Caden, why don't you ever hit the gym?
Oh,
that's a great question. Can I get some viable reasons?
You're not going to get some very good ones, I'll tell you that one.
Well, Caden.
Well, Kenny.
This is from a friend, bro.
Okay.
Okay. You talked about, this is going to get a little personal, like how you are not, you might have to take this out of the podcast.
I don't do any edits.
It's all raw footage.
Well, you were talking about, like, in the group chat and stuff, about how, like, you just can't find any meaning in your life anymore, and, like, you just don't, like, life is not it.
This is facts. Like,
You think that maybe it's your lifestyle that is making you feel this way?
Yes.
Partially.
Like, what do you
do? What do you mean by
when
that?
When you get home from school, what do?
I sit in my room until I have work.
What do you do after work?
I lay in bed or I sit on the PlayStation and play with these fools.
And what do you do for your free time?
Read manga or watch anime or watch Better Call Saul or something.
So, like, I get that you enjoy that stuff, but I don't think that, like, that, because that is not how you're happy, bro. Like, you need something to do with your free time. Like, you need a hobby or something, not even just the gym. Like, because it's just your life is a never-ending cycle of just getting home, playing video games, sitting on your phone, and watching shows.
It's just like,
when you do something productive, it doesn't have to be the gym. You feel so much better about yourself, and it improves your self-image. And you don't want to hate life.
I don't know, like, what hobbies to do, though, bro. I don't like much things, except the things I like.
Pick up the gym, dude.
You'll like it. It makes you feel really good.
Just the thing with the gym thing is, like, a major reason I just didn't go is, like,
like, self-conscious?
Well, that's part of it. But, like, it's mainly just I'm not willing to go, like, right now, like, an undesire, and
that's the thing.
Don't have the time.
Nobody desires to go to the gym at all until they do.
Why don't you have time? Too busy?
No, it's just, like, fucking work all the time, and then on my days, like, I only have a few days off, which are, like, Sunday and Thursday. I always request Thursdays off because that's podcast day, hanging out with the boys day. And, like, my work schedule is so fucked where it's, like, I can't go to work or I can't go to the gym before work because of school. But, I mean, obviously we're getting out of school now. And then I can't go to work after the gym because I work so late the gym's closed.
What time does your work start?
Because it's school season, or since I'm a high school student, I'll either start at like 4 or 5, get off around like 10, 11. And then on weekends, I'm always closing 5 to like 3 a.m. Saturday, 5 to 3 a.m. And then Sunday comes around, and I'm just so tired from work, I just like sleep most of the day.
School is ending now.
True, starting
so you're gonna need to find something to do with your time.
Well, plus in Phoenix, you're gonna have a shit ton of time to do whatever.
Jackson and Logan say they are going to drag me to the gym in Phoenix, so.
Yeah.
There you go. And when you're out there making that money,
you'll have time, and we'll show you what to do, and we'll make sure you don't feel uncomfortable because we're gonna be there doing the same thing.
That's how I started out going to the gym. I went with my friends, and it made it a lot more enjoyable. Yeah, it takes the, like, self-consciousness away. Like, you're not as self-conscious when you're with your friends.
Let me tell you.
And, like, dude, no one at the gym Everyone's too busy looking at themselves to look at you.
True.
I feel like that's the other way around. I
feel like maybe it's just because I've had bad experience with weight training class. I took weight training for 2 years.
Oh, weight training is an entirely different
and
world.
The teacher always looking at me and the students, it just made me feel so fucking weird. I'm like, stop staring at me, bro. Like, damn.
Most of the time, whenever I'm staring at people in the gym, it's me thinking, God, you look so dope. I want to look like you. Like, I'm literally, I praise everybody in the gym because, first of all, it's hard to get your ass there. So anybody that's there, I'm like, damn, I'm proud of you. People are going to look at you and be like, damn, I'm proud of you. Then people you start seeing regularly, they're going to see you and they're going to be like, damn, you're doing so, you're getting some progress. Like,
the gym
you.
Is the most wholesome place on the fucking planet, bro.
It really is.
Like, I go in there and literally meet, like, 3 new people every time I go. And, like, people come up to me. Hey, you're looking good, man. Oh, my God. Thanks, bro. Like, so do you. I'm trying to be like you. Blah, blah, blah. Like, do you know how many people I've met at the gym that are, like, actual homies? Like, every time I go to the gym, like, all of my gym bros are there. I lived alone, but I got homies at the gym.
I got plugs at the gym. I got setups at the gym. You know, I got homies.
I'm just saying, bro.
The first time that I went to the gym was because my dad, he was like, you're going to the gym with me this whole week that you're here. And I was like, oh, and I really did not want to. But he dragged me out there. First day, I was like, damn, this is actually so dope. And I've loved it ever since.
I remember in the summer of 2020, like June, I went to the gym for like a month straight with my dad, like at the rec center in the middle of town. And I wasn't there long, but we'd go for like an hour a day and I'd get pumping and I'd get so sore, but I did feel good about myself for the time I went. I was like, obviously I wasn't getting bigger, but I felt like I was. And I was like,
but dude, if you kept going, think about where you could be right now. Think about if you started when you said you were going to start in, like, what, September? You could be in the gym 7 months right now, however long it is.
Yeah, my dad still goes to the gym daily, and I know my brother Connor goes to the gym. He's fucking huge for a sophomore.
It's worth it.
I'm just the older brother with skinny little arms.
It's okay, I'm the gym rat little brother too, so.
Is Zach skinny?
Did you see him?
I saw him glancing as he walked by, so I'm not really.
Skinny boy. I got like 40 pounds on that guy.
Well, it's known, oldest boy be skinniest boy.
Seems like that's the trend here.
I don't know, but.
Well, you're the
you, dude, it man. Would help, it would fucking, it helps you a lot, dude. Like, you don't understand. And, like, in the beginning, yeah, it's kind of hard, but once you have that habit, like, you just hold yourself accountable and you just, like, dude, I've never missed a day in the gym, ever. Like, outside of, like, scheduling, like, when I have to miss, I've never woken up and been like, oh, I don't feel like the gym today, I'm not going. Ever. Because I want to go to the gym. Like, you're going to wake up, like, if you fall in love with the gym like I did, like, you're going to wake up looking forward to going. Like, I look forward to waking up at 7 a.m. and going to the gym before school.
Yeah,
as weird as it sounds, like, you don't understand, like, going and, like, working on yourself, like, it's you versus you out there. Like, nobody, you don't compare yourself to anybody. Everyone's rooting for you in the gym, dude. Like, you're just, everyone's there to better themselves. Like, you're just out there grinding, bro. And, like, it's a slow process. Like, you have to fall in love with the process. You're not going to go to the gym for 2 months and see progress.
Yeah, like,
in order to see, like, a pretty good change, you have to, like, stick to your shit for, like, 6 months before you see, like, a decent amount of progress, like 10 pounds.
Yeah. Another big example, or like, I guess a good example, is like Kaysen. Like, just before he started, was like a gymaholic. He's just like in your average Joe Schmo, just skinny little guy, you know? Man posted his, like, I don't know, his transformation on post on TikTok. Motherfucker's got a JoJo shaped back. He's fucking ripped.
Yeah, I don't like talking about the gym or posting about it, because I feel like it's just, that's just fucking dumb. I don't ever done it. Like,
you don't like.
I like.
You're not on the gym side of TikTok.
The best grind. It's not. You're not grinding if you're posting about it and everyone knows about it. Like, that's not the grind, bro. Like, everyone who posts about the gym and shit, like, I mean, obviously, like, people are actually, like, in the gym, but, like, the people who just post about it, it's just, it's cringe to me, bro. Like, you can tell the fake ones from the real ones, bro. Like, you just gotta go in there, like, fucking work your ass off, bro.
Well,
it's not about all the posting shit. I never posted my physique one time. And I never mentioned shit, like, in the group chat. Just because I don't want to look like I'm bragging and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Well, maybe Jackson and Logan can actually get me to start, like, in the gym in Phoenix.
Oh, we will.
Oh, we will.
Dude, if I get you in there a week, you're going to like it.
Like, well, like I was talking about earlier, it's just like when I did go, like, you know.
As soon as you see a little bit of progress, you're not going to want to stop.
Exactly. It's like a drug.
But, dude, you have to understand, you got to train smart, you have to stick to it. Training, like, the way your body gets bigger, it's adapting to the stress you're putting on it every day. Right? So, kind of losing my train of thought. It's just a collection of doing, like, just little shit every single day. It's not like you're going to go in the gym one day and train your ass off, and then all of a sudden you're going to grow an inch.
Yeah.
Like, your biceps are going to grow an inch. Yeah. Like, it's just doing the same shit every day. Doing the same shit, simple things every day, hitting your macros every day, having your diet in check.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Just over here. Yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Walter, stop, Walter.
I'm Jesse. He's Walter. Alright, guys, he's Walter from Breaking Bad.
He looks just like
him. Season one Walter.
I'm Walter. Okay, back to the conversation.
Okay, gym.
Stop trying to steer the conversation because you don't want to go to the gym, you lazy fuck.
You've just been talking about the gym so long. I hate the gym.
I'm going to get him out there.
Do the same shit. It's literally doing the same shit every day.
It's like a video game.
Dude, I literally have been eating the same breakfast, those pancakes, for 9 months. And I eat the same lunch, ground turkey and rice. I literally eat the same thing every day but dinner.
Wow.
Like,
I'm gonna go home, make some pancakes and
cut out the Dr. Pepper, bro.
I need it. It's like been injected into my bloodstream and veins. If I don't have DK Pepper in my life, I'm telling you, something bad
will happen. Another thing is, like, if you don't actually feed your body healthy shit, like, your mindset, it literally affects your brain, bro.
It does, though.
Well,
you will never feel
better. He goes to the gym, and he eats not much worse than I.
He went to the gym and ate better, and now he's not currently.
I've never stopped going to the gym, and I've never stopped eating good. So, I'm better than both of you. I'm kidding.
I've been trying to do better and not eat a bag of hot chips every night before bed. Because there was a week in my life where that actually happened. where I'd just get off of work, I'd go to Maverick, and I'd just buy like a bag of hot chips, and then I'd shower, lay in bed, watch YouTube, and just and I just lick it off my fingers, and I'm like, and then I'd feel it in my stomach, and I was just like, I am such a fat piece of shit, what is wrong with me? And then I'd regret it, but I'd still do it.
I don't know, Caden, I'm just saying.
My metabolism maybe, is just sent from God,
maybe I swear. Maybe the reason that you feel that way, that you were telling us all about,
I think has a lot to do with
the way, the things that you choose to do and the things you choose to eat.
Will you treat yourself?
Perhaps. I'm just slowly turning into a psychotic demon like Patrick Bateman. And I'm just going to snap.
Anyways.
I'm going to call this episode Confronting Demons with Patrick Walter Bateman.
I was thinking you should call it
Hee-haw.
No, Tyler. Convincing Caden to go to the gym.
I'll call it We Killed Ryan. And so we sleep in bed tonight.
So we sleep in his bed tonight.
Oh, why do we have to wake up so early, dude? Why do you do this? Why do you do this to us? If it was my choice today, we would be sleeping till like the day, through the day. Do you think Alex has been home practicing IW zombies or no?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's just I highly doubt it because the night before we came here, we played Infinite Warfare Zombies.
We have another podcast we're filming on Monday.
I think this is the fast, or it will be, the amount of episodes that have come out at a single time.
Yeah, dude. Got one uploaded yesterday, we'll get one uploaded either tonight or tomorrow, and then we'll get one uploaded Tuesday. Well,
I'd like to get it up tonight, depending on this guy's internet.
It'll be fine.
What'll be fine?
My internet.
I thought you said it was shit.
I was gaming.
I was kidding,
bro.
Yeah, Jackson's.
Well, if it's a fucking hour long.
My internet is the best out of everybody's.
Yeah, I went to his house and it was faster than mine. Mine sucks. It does. It has not changed.
Sam has good internet.
Yeah.
Too bad it never gets on and plays anything with us to use it to its full advantage.
I used to be connected to the LAN cable with the box, but
that's
when we got new Wi-Fi.
That's when it was like goated.
Dude, it was goated. Life was good then.
Yeah.
Now it's just ass.
Life still was good then. Now I have a mortgage and kids and.
Oh, I got kids. Yeah.
Should we end the podcast?
How long is it so far? You sound just like Alex.
Yeah.
Except you're a little bit better. Hit with him every 10 minutes. We're like, dude, are we almost done?
Can we end it?
No. Why don't we talk about the stuff, the places we've eaten since we've been here? Where have we eaten?
Chick-fil-A.
And
this is his first time eating Chick-fil-A. It's something.
That is true. And it was mid.
Yeah, it's like
everyone's been hyping Chick-fil-A up to be like
it's like B tier.
Yeah,
everyone hypes it up to be like one of the best fast food places, and
it's really not. It's B tier. You know what's S tier? Five Guys.
Ooh,
holy jizz! Five Guys is amazing.
I would eat there, but they got peanuts on the floor and everywhere.
Pussy.
Facts, bro.
Yeah. Fuck. Spring in your just fucking. EpiPen before you go in.
I don't think that's how it works, bud.
How the fuck would you know, buddy?
How would you know? Are you an ENT EpiPen lore expert?
Yeah, I can administer Epi.
You can administer Epi?
Yeah.
EpiPenny?
epinephrine, dumbass.
Is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
The epinephrine pen?
Epinephrine, adrenaline, same thing.
Wow.
Oh!
What do we have for lunch?
Epi is just a vasoconstrictor.
It was a
bronchodilator, vasoconstrictor, gets rid of, you know, the edema.
So, Zao.
It was Zao good, was good.
Oh, man, no, it's cute. Not, dude. That was so good. Oh,
spot, you know, got that teriyaki bowl going.
I really only
white that. Rice, chicken, teriyaki. Mix ooh. It up. Mm.
So man. Good.
Let's go eat it again, please.
How late are they open?
When do they close?
It was $15 so for a bowl. Full.
It was $15.
I've eaten so much, like, little snacks and junk food since I've been here.
Yeah.
Fucking no more than you always do.
False.
Mr. Maverick.
I don't go to my...
Dr. Pepper Doritos Flamas every night.
Dude. Have you had those?
Send pictures of the group chat. This is my nightly snack.
You guys...
Dr. Pepper.
You say, we eating good tonight, boys. Yeah. You guys remember that picture I sent a few weeks ago? That was like the most... I felt so ashamed of myself.
You had like it. Two decaf peppers.
I said two tonight's dinner. It was Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper. It was two like packages of M&M chocolate chip cookies, Maverick Chaos Chips, and Doritos. I said tonight's dinner.
We went in on you for that.
I gotta be honest. I ate the Chaos Chips, the Doritos, a few cookies. I didn't eat it all, but most of it.
Such a fucking healthy meal.
I know, it really, my metabolism is just sent from God.
Yeah, God's grace. Your metabolism doesn't save you from high cholesterol.
Well, I'm still skinny, so something's doing something.
Do you know what cholesterol is?
Salt.
That's that's sodium, you dumb fuck.
Soy sauce.
That's sodium.
Cholesterol is like, when you have high cholesterol, like there's like buildup of plaque in your arteries and shit. And one day,
you'll die.
That artery is going to get closed off.
And that's going to be very bad.
Don't say like that. You can't get blood to
heart
like,
attack.
Your heart. Don't say it like that, bro. You're going to sound fat.
You can sound unhealthy.
Keep it up. Keep it up, and you're going to be in the hospital. God. I'm going to be there. I'll go there. I'll be there to save you.
I want to be bedridden.
Ryan Holmes. Huh? St. George Fire.
Yeah, you'll have to administer me at...
Administer?
Do you know there's...
Aspirin. And then I would actually give you aspirin.
Yeah, you'll need aspirin then.
Maybe you should be taking the aspirin.
Maybe I should...
Keep it up. It's probably keeping you alive.
Maybe I should be taking probably. The aspirin.
Huh? Do you get heartburn a lot?
Not really. I get heartburn sometimes when I, like, you know, when you pop a cold one and you drink and it's like, oh. You know, sometimes. But
I don't get that.
Well, it's only half. Oh.
I mean, I get heartburn. I get heartburn sometimes. It's like normal, but
I don't know. It's like once in a blue moon type of thing.
You get heartburn from being fat as fuck, like Caden.
Well, I'm still skinnier than Alex, and he seems like he's pretty good. Like the pictures he sends to the chat, he actually cooks. Like he cooks stuff. Look good.
He goes to the gym.
Well, Alex is actually, going now?
He's, well, he was going really consistently.
But he, a little while ago. Like he hasn't been going for like a month or two.
Why are you guys so on and off, bro?
I was going perfectly until I got sick and was out for like 4 days. And then it was so hard to get back in.
Does Crew go to the gym?
No. He's 10.
Yeah.
He's been 10 for like my whole life.
He would never grow.
When was he born? 2012? Damn, dude.
Dude, Transformers 1 and 2 came before Crew.
Damn.
All the Harry Potter.
Anyone born after 2005? Piece of shit.
Anyone?
At me.
Before 2005?
Anyone born after.
Oh, piece of shit. Before. I'm like, hello?
You're watching this and you were born after 2005?
Sounds kind of forced.
Uncultured swine.
Because he was born in 2005.
I was born in 2004.
Yeah, so anybody born after 2004.
Why 2005? No, 2005, they're included in the cool club.
No.
Why?
There's some cool juniors, bro.
I hate sophomores.
They're juniors. 2005 or juniors?
My brother was born in 2005. He's a sophomore.
Well, tell him to go kill himself.
What month is his birthday?
November.
Oh, that's why.
Okay, anyone born after August 2005?
Anyone born after Caden's brother? You suck.
Anyone born after
Caden's brother, if you're watching this, let's fight.
If you don't have the birthday of August 31st, kill yourself.
Yeah. Jackson, die in a fire, please.
If you guys didn't know, me and Ryan share the same birthday. We're like birthday buddies, birthday twins.
Yeah,
birthday.
We have sex every August 31st.
I fly up here on every birthday and we go at it. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Big fucking gay sex come everywhere.
Yep.
For like three hours.
I'll always be his little sugar daddy.
And then I drive him back to the airport and then he'll come back next year.
Pretty much.
Why did you... Remember, like, summer last year, you, like, came down when Sam's car broke down. Why did you come down again just to, like, hang out?
It's a vibe, bro.
You just got on a plane, like, let's go.
Yeah, and Sam was going through a tough time with his brother and stuff. I was like, I gotta go down there.
It sucked, you know.
And my parents weren't letting me go down until I said that. That was kind of my excuse to go down there. That was what it was for, but my parents finally were like, they were like, yeah, you should go. Because, you know, my family's gone through that, and so they knew what he was going through. And so I was like, they're like, yeah, you should go.
I wish you would have been there. That was so lit.
I know, I really do.
Remember, we went exploring haunted places.
Dude, that was so lit.
We went up to, like, the old airport and, like, snuck into that building, or it was scary.
That was scary. What? And like that area where the crackhead was living in the RV, dude, straight out of Breaking Bad. Remember?
Yeah, well, I hung out with you guys later in the day or something. You guys went and did that. And then we met
you
up
at Walmart. You weren't there?
No. You were staying at Sam's, right? Yeah, so I can't remember what I was doing that day, but I was busy, like, in the afternoon. And then we're like, you guys are at Walmart. Doing, like, toilet paper forts. And you, Sam, Alex, Kobe, Quentin are there, Kaysen. And then I show up there, and then we decide to go explore haunted places. We did that pin drop thing. Like, anonymous. Like, the... We found the...
Oh! What's it called?
I can't remember what it's called.
But it, like, finds haunted anomaly places.
Yeah, and it took us out
into
the middle of
in
nowhere.
The middle of a canyon. And we were skinwalker hunting, dude.
Yeah, like, we drove out all... Remember? We had to do it a few times, because the first place we did it, like, took us up this road where all these people's houses were. I'm like, this is not right. And then we did it. We, like, went on this dirt road forever, and we just parked on the side of the street. We went over some barbed wire, and then we just went down this steep-ass, like, hill, and there was nothing.
Didn't you play the Huntress's Law down there?
Yeah, as we're coming back up, me and Alex, like, kind of, like, you know, stay back. Or, like, in the back of the group, we, like, stand still for a second. Everyone's going ahead. And Sam is, you know, Sam. He's getting paranoid and all whatever. He's like, don't do any fuck shit or don't play any sounds. So I'm like, all right, Alex, I'm going to play the la, 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 la from Dead by Daylight. You ever play that game?
Yeah. Played it with you guys.
Oh, it's been so long. I don't even know if you're a real gamer, but anyway.
But then you guys started running at us, and you guys went, guys, run! Guys, run! Run!
Yeah, I mean, now it's made of funny. We're like, what if we, like, acted, like, really scared shitless? And we're, like, running towards you guys. I think Alex, like, broke it. Like, he was laughing after or something.
That reminds me.
No, but he was either flipped his... Guys, fucking run! Holy shit! And we're all like, start running. I ran very fast.
Okay, I just remembered something. On the camping trip,
It's way dark. Me, Sam, and Brady are chilling at the campfire. And
do you guys see any skinwalkers?
No. These.
Did you guys go hunting for them?
No.
Why?
No. No.
Him and Alex went off to the, like, the cliff that we were throwing everything off of to, like, pee or whatever. And we're all, like, me and Sam and Brady just chilling, doing whatever.
Bridge?
Brady.
Brady.
You said it like Bridger, dude.
You're like
that. Yeah, Bridger Jones.
So, we're chilling there, and then Alex was running. He's like, guys, Kaden fell! And at first we're like, get yeah, real. And he says it again, and it sounds so real. And Loki was starting to freak out. And he almost had us. And then he goes, guys, Kaden fell! And he starts dying. And that's when he knew it was fake. But dude, he almost had us. Like, me and Sam were always, like, freaking out.
Yeah, dude. So me and Alex were, like, chilling by the cliff or something. I think I'm about to throw something off the cliff or whatever. We're just sitting there, and I told Alex, like, let's pull another pony. Like, you gotta do really convincing. I had, like, a sit-down with him, like, Alex, you can't laugh. You gotta, like, pretend I really fell off the cliff, like, act the shit out of it. And I was, like, laying on the ground behind this rock, so it looked like, you know, I was gone, right?
And it was, like, pitch black over there, so even if we, like, looked, we could not see you, even if you were standing.
Yeah, so I was just, like, I was lying like this, lying behind a rock, and Ash was like, okay, dude. And then he's, like, he starts off with, like, looking over the cliff, and he's like, oh, shit, dude! And then, like, runs back, and goes, Kaden fell, Kaden fell! And then fucked it up, and he's like, Kaden fell! And he starts fucking laughing so hard. And then Jess is like, what? Like, what's going on?
The first thing I said to him was, why are you laughing?
I'm not even sure Sam and Brady were in tune with what was happening. Pretty sure at that point Brady was out.
Brady's being Brady.
He went to, he was like the first one to go to bed. And he was like sleeping, but he said he was awake. Gotta get the bugs out.
He was awake, but he said, or no, he was asleep, but he just wouldn't talk to us. He was awake the whole time. We thought he was asleep, and he just wouldn't say anything.
Aw, oh, dude.
Man, I gotta get the bathroom.
Oh, he's gonna go choke the chicken.
Choke the chicken and drain the snake, dude.
Choke the chicken, stroke the chicken. Drain the snake. That's what we've been saying this whole time, guys. Just drain the snake.
It's actually drain the lizard.
Is what I thought it was. But it's drain the snake.
Two-man podcast, just like TMG.
Yep. You know, there might be a point in the future where it is like that.
Honestly, dude, it might be only Kato and Jazz. Because that's only people who create content for the channel anyways.
It's funny to look back on all the things Quentin said he would want to make for the channel and just looking back on where things are now.
I'm gonna go ask my dad if I can use his truck.
Ryan needs to go ask his daddy if he can use his truck tomorrow. Because he's waking up super early to...
Oh, no.
I don't know, what's he doing super early in the morning?
Going to ride dirt bikes, I think.
Going to ride dirt bikes.
So we're leaving way early, like 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yep, so I might hit the hay after this.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm so tired. I definitely want to hit the hay after this. How much time is on there?
Well, last time I checked, we were like a little over an hour.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, we get into that. I didn't know it was that long.
Well, I wanted to wait until he came back.
Okay, when Ryan gets back, we'll end it. So let's just stay here, give it a moment of silence.
Moment of silence for all of our lost anime viewers. Yeah, an hour and 13 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Talking. This has been a good episode.
Yeah, go episode.
I was honestly nervous that we weren't going to have a lot to talk about, but I was gladly mistaken.
Thoroughly surprised.
What are we going to talk about?
On Monday?
I don't know.
Who knows? We'll just find more shit to talk about.
Well, it sounds like on that one we'll have Alex back and Logan back.
Facts.
Logan seems to be our fourth. He's replaced Sam because Sam doesn't talk to us anymore.
Yeah, facts rules.
Curious why he doesn't chat much.
Hey, Ryan, come here. We're saying goodbye.
We're signing off. Also, after this, we gotta shoot a thumbnail.
So, Ryan, anything to say to the viewers before we go by?
Episode 17 and the man we've been talking so much about, he's finally on. You got any lasting remarks?
No.
Yeah, we had to talk about other stuff besides Breaking Bad and anime because he's just such a simpleton.
Because I'm not a fucking nerd.
He's not really in touch with humanity.
Yeah, he is the American.
Anyways,
well, guys, if you enjoyed this one,
look forward to the next one because we got another one coming on Monday.
True.
And also, look forward to Easter Egg Week 2 starting on Monday because we're going to be streaming the Spaceland Easter Egg on Monday night.
We plan to.
Or Sunday night. Tomorrow night?
I don't know.
What is up, YouTube?
Here, Caden.
Hour and 15 minutes?
Jeez. Yeah, bruh. That's what a podcast is, brother.
It's an hour. So.
Well, Joe Rogan, DMT.
Like, comment, and subscribe, guys.
Peace out.